Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
What's up?
Green is the color. Football is the game.
Sure is.
Yeah, hey. Gotta win. Gotta win.
This is a must-W. Well, if we don't win here, you're going to be three losses in a row, and Rider Nation is going to be on a ledge.
I called it a must-win. I called it must-wins early last year, and we ended up, when we lost to Montreal, remember when the coach couldn't take his headset off Mike Sherman
and
Montreal.
Sure.
And I thought we were done, and then we were 12-6 and finished in a home playoff game, right? So it's too early to say we're done, but I'm agreeing with you in a sense. If you're 0-3 and you lose to all three Eastern teams, and then you've got Calgary, BC, you could be staring down 1-5, 0-6, and then your season's over.
Yeah.
Like your season could be over. So I certainly hope they can pull up their bootstraps and win. I'll tell you one thing that's troubling. It's not so much the quarterbacks. It's the defense.
Yeah.
The defense
usually
is supposed
we could
to be
depend
strong.
On that, you know?
Yeah, they got smoked.
Yeah.
Like, they got whopped.
Yeah. I'm not feeling the heat. Do you know what I mean? I'm just not usually and not just from the Riders. I'm talking from Rider Nation. Everybody seems to be very lackadaisical. Maybe it's the Raptors win. That might have calmed everybody down a bit.
The attendance is down 6.5%.
Yeah, even here.
We haven't had a game.
Well,
here,
no, but I'm just saying. Like,
yeah,
you can
right.
tell.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like it's. I would be. I think we'll be pretty hard pressed to have a sellout other than the Labor Day game.
Well, I'll tell you what. The games that you always want to go to are the home opener, because it's a kickoff to the new year, the Labor Day, like you mentioned, and if you have a home playoff game or home playoff game. So
right.
I hope the Rough Riders can show up and play well. You know Toronto's going to come here pissed off. Corey Chamberlain's coming back as a head coach here for the first time.
Well, they got whooped.
They got smoked by 50 points.
Yeah.
50 in their home opener.
Right.
So they're going to come here. It's going to be a close game. I think the Riders will win, though. I hope they win.
Uh-huh.
I really like, you know, I really want them to do well. I don't. As media guys, we kind of got to be impartial.
Yeah.
I want him to win for Craig Dickinson. He's a really good guy. He's a good man.
Yeah, he is. He seems like a nice guy.
He's a good man, and he listens to the show.
Yeah.
So I'd like to keep a listener around for a while.
That's right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Steven Adler last night attempted suicide.
Yeah, he stabbed himself in the stomach a couple of times, and so they attended to him at his house. So.
He's going
to
be okay, but... he was kicked out of Guns N' Roses in the early 90s.
For using drugs.
A lot of them.
But think about that.
Yeah.
He was kicked out of Guns N' Roses for using too many drugs.
Yeah, with
Guns N'
around
Roses.
Slash and Izzy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know it's just absolute craziness. But he talked with us a couple of years back.
Right.
And he's, honestly, guys, he's a genuinely nice dude.
Right.
Steven Adler is one of those guys that you root for.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to get better. You want him to fight through the addiction. He's a crazy talented drummer. I mean, he's a drummer on Appetite.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest rock albums of all time. And when we chatted with him, you could tell there were some feelings. There were still feelings there towards Guns N' Roses. And he didn't quite get why he was kicked out. And now keep in mind, this was 20 years after he was kicked out of the band.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what led to it. And also you can tell. He struggles.
And, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, when they got kicked me out of the band and they got Matt Sorum, who I love dearly now, who I'm very good friends with, if the band would have been better, if I probably would have been able to go, okay, well, the band's better without me, then cool. But it didn't turn out that way. But that didn't happen. I'm still friends with the guys, and I have a year, 35 days sober. I'm working a program, and I become friends with Slash again, which he's got like over 10 years sober. So now finally that I have some legitimate time sober instead of, you know, a month or two, we're starting to become friends again. And hopefully, my fingers are crossed, that we and him can, you know, take our bands together and go out and hit the road.
So that was probably the extra kick in the teeth because...
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses reunited.
Without him.
Without him. Without Steven Adler.
But I, like, honestly, I listened to him there. Do you think he could handle the rigors of the road? He probably couldn't. Like, they knew, I don't want to speak for them, but he probably couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess we're not part of that argument. Yeah. But I really think they should have given him a shot. I know he played one or two, like, he did a couple of cameos with them on their tour. He would go up and play a couple of songs.
And like, once again, we're not in the band, so we don't know the backdrop to all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If they gave him one or two or three or four, hey, come, we're going to be in St. Louis. We'd like you to come play a couple of songs.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, yeah, that's, I think that's
he's as much Guns N' Roses as Slash and Axl. He really is. I mean, he's been with them since the beginning. He was part of the original lineup. So I don't know. Anyway, I feel bad for him. Steven Adler, get better. And get through it.
Yeah.
And get sober again.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Scientifically now, they're working on something so that hormones, uh-huh. they can change the guy's hormones so that he can lactate
uh-huh.
and breastfeed.
Thanks, Bill Nye.
So my, well, something, I'm let's keep the science away from it, okay? Let's just dumb it down.
So essentially, they're
working on
a hormone system, so guys will be able to.
Yeah, and with the innovations we have in science now, with sex changes and stuff, sure. you knew it was just a matter of time before this came. So my question would be this: if you could breastfeed, fellas, would you breastfeed? Because that is. I'm not going to lie to you. I did practice breastfeeding once with my daughter because she had
yeah.
when my daughter was
but with a doll. Not
yeah. Yeah.
Her.
She had witnessed my sister breastfeeding. And so she said, Dad, want to breastfeed together in the basement. Yeah. Well, at that point I was like, I'm tired. Yeah. Let's just pretend whatever. But
it was a doll. You
I'm not going to lie to you.
The doll.
When you watch your wife breastfeed your son, and I'm assuming she's still doing that.
Yeah.
When you watch your wife from afar breastfeed your son.
Yeah.
Are you a bit jealous? In the sense that there's that bond there between those two.
Now I'm fine. I'm fine now. But there was that jealousy in the beginning because he ate so much in the beginning that I never got to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Because he was always on her, right?
Right.
So, there was. And Callie felt that, too. I mean, I made it very clear that
she could never really leave the house for a long time.
But I felt kind of useless, you know, in the beginning. So in the beginning, yes, I would have liked to...
Would you be able to breastfeed? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
But now, no. Oh. Because now he just does the one feeding in the middle of the night, and I don't want that.
I think this is all a gimmick by doctors and plastic surgeons, because what happens is the ladies have the breastfeeding, and then eventually their boobs sag, and that is a part of it.
Yeah.
And so they get the operation, which is fine. It's
some
cool.
Do.
Yeah, some do.
You don't need to.
You know, I'm not saying you need to, but I'm saying then. You, well, actually, for guys, it's probably okay because we have moves
anyway.
I
do anyway. Yeah. So for me, it'd be fine. I've actually got some prime real estate there. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's the WWCFL Championship, the Regina Ride against the Saskatoon Valkyries. Now we got Morgan Turner here. Morgan is a kicker / D lineman. I'm right?
Yeah.
But Morgan will not play because. I'm not laughing. I'm just shuddering. She broke her kneecap in Winnipeg a couple weeks ago. How was it a kick? How did that happen?
No, I actually broke through the line and was about to make a sack.
Yeah.
And I got blindsided and my kneecap just dislocated and it just took a piece off.
It's, yuck.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Okay. and you got... And you guys don't fly, right?
No.
So with the Rams, when I was on the Rams, we used to take one bus, okay? Now the Regina Rams have two buses. Do you guys have an offensive and a defensive bus or one bus?
We have one bus.
So what did you, because we let the injured guy lay on the floor on the way home. What did you do?
Well, I thought that my kneecap had just dislocated. So I was like, I'm good. Like, it's back in place. I'll just sit here. And so I was fine. Like, I rode that adrenaline rush till we got home and then didn't realize till the next morning that it was maybe a little worse.
That's
horrible.
So it's been a good season. You guys are going after your third straight championship. As I look at this league started in 2011. The Valkyries have won it five times.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have won it
three times,
yep. Three of the last four.
Yep.
So you're going for four of the last five and three in a row. So
right.
Have you played them this year?
Yeah, we played them twice this year.
And how did that go?
not good. Fantastic. Okay. No. But we are on an upward climb.
Yeah.
You know, it took us a little while to get our bearings and gel this year. We had lots of new rookies, but I think that we're going to peak just in time for this championship game.
Yeah.
Now, people have said, oh, female, male football. Are we starting to see a really good upshot of female football, or we're just considering you guys football players instead of female football players?
I want to say both.
Yeah.
Our female programs are really on the rise. Now we have the Regina Victorias, who's kind of our feeder program. Yeah. For elementary and high school girls. Mm. And then there's Touch Flag. We got girls playing in RMF. Every year our program builds because now we have girls that actually know how to play football. When I started playing football, I never even thought that that was a possibility for me.
Right.
Right?
So. Yeah. It's pretty amazing stuff to watch. Morgan Turner joining us with the Regina Riot. And how long are you going to be laid up for now?
Well, I'm done for the year, obviously. Well, so it's our last game. But
you're not going to kick?
Believe me, I've been trying to let them, like, just let me stand there and kick the ball, but it's not going to work. Yeah. But I should be back for next year. There's no reason.
How long do you want to play for?
Two more years is the goal, and then settle down.
Is there an age limit?
No, there's not. We have a player on our team that's in her 40s.
Oh, perfect.
And then our youngest playing player right now is 16.
Because you're a mature woman. You're a business owner. You own a couple of businesses. Yep. So it's one of those things where
it's pretty awesome.
From young athletes all the way up to the mature woman playing football.
That's right.
So it's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Mosaic Stadium.
Yep, that's
and
correct.
It's $15 to get
what
in.
What day is it again?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
So it'll get you primed for the Rider game. I like it. I love it. Get out there and watch the Riders. They go for a three-peat. Now, which is your favorite championship so far? Was it your first one, or was it, do you have a favorite?
Probably our first one.
Yeah?
Our first one was definitely my favorite because I kicked the winning field goal in that.
Look at that. Yeah. Something tells me if you had to, you could kick it with the broken kneecap on your plant leg.
I would try.
Thanks for coming in, Morgan.
Awesome.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
There used to be a time when I was growing up that everybody was very quiet about being Canadian. Just go about your business, you know.
I was listening to...
We don't need to brag.
I was listening to a bit of American radio during the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And they were saying how one of the topics came up, that our anthem is way better than their anthem. That's what they were saying. They like the Canadian national anthem way better. And I sat and thought about it. I used to like the American national anthem, and I still do. But our anthem is good, especially when all the fans belt it out.
Right.
I really like it.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, it's the anthem, and every time the anthem comes on, I always think about my grandpa fighting in the war and all the things that, all the sacrifices people have made for our country, because in the States, they always think of that. You know,
They're very patriotic.
They always think of the sacrifices made for their country, and we don't sometimes. We sit back and we just kind of go, okay, we're cool, eh?
Yeah.
And that's it, right? But we should toot our own horn. So what makes you so proud to be a Canadian?
I would say for me, it's how we welcome everybody. We're welcoming. We're polite. It's welcome. You're welcome here. I talked to a lot of American football players, and they come up here and I ask them, what do you like about Saskatchewan or Canada? Just the people, like, you're just a football player up here. You're not a black football player. You're just a football player.
Right.
Like, and they just like how we're welcoming.
When I was in the States last week, this week I was in the States, and it's so funny how, people always feel they can come up to us and joke around. I wasn't wearing a Blue Jays jersey because I'm better than that, but my friends were, and every time they were seen, people would come up and give them a ribbing and, you know, joke with them because they knew they could. They knew that we wouldn't take ourselves too seriously, and then that we, you know, of course, give it back to them a little bit. And so I think it's always it's the fact that whenever we go somewhere, we're always in their good books. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's very, I mean, there are some, like, I don't know how welcome we'd be in China right now, but other than that, seriously, anywhere in the world you go, if you're a Canadian, you're in their good books, or at least you're on neutral ground.
A lot of Americans like to put a Canadian flag in their bags,
right?
So people think they're Canadian.
So what makes you most proud to be Canadian? It is time for us to toot our own horn.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Teresa Johnson Spanier, she just says generally we're laid back people. That's what she likes. Kelvin Russell says, I'm proud that we can claim some of the best inventors in history, both sports and technology-wise. It's true.
James Naismith.
A lot of great people have come from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Kevin Morrison says, legal weed. Okay, well, a lot of countries have legal weed now. This is potentially the most Canadian story of the weekend, so I want you to soak this one in. A guy by the name of Thomas Turfloth in Saskatoon went into a Canadian Tire and bought a canoe entirely with Canadian Tire money. A $900 canoe, and he saved it for all of these years just to go in. And by the way, yes, he did. He put all the Canadian Tire money in a briefcase and presented it
that way. Is Canadian.
That is as Canadian as it gets.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Pretty muggy out there already, man. Pretty muggy.
It is very muggy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice, though. I like it. What are your plans for the long weekend other than football?
I got to move.
Okay.
Move some stuff out of my house. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm just going to do the Rough Rider broadcast. And actually, I'm broadcasting now. The Ride game on Saturday. They asked me to do that, so I'm going to be doing that on Saturday at 4:00.
Where does that broadcast on?
Just on Access.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm from Mosaic Stadium, so that'll be fun.
Okay.
That'll be fun. I like watching all types of football.
Sure.
So that'll be good. What are you doing?
I'm going to the lake.
Oh, easy peasy.
Go to the lake.
Beautiful weekend for that, too.
Only my second time there this year, though. I haven't been able to get there much, so.
So did you come up with homemade contraption, or are you using regular bug spray? Because mosquitoes will be bad.
Just regular bug spray. Yeah,
did they get lots of rain out there?
Yeah. They've got a bit. So it's good though. Fire bans are lifted. So
so you can make s'mores and all that stuff.
Sure.
Over the fire.
We went out there when the fire ban was in effect. I don't know, like 3 weeks
ago.
You
used portable fire though, didn't you?
Well, you used like a propane.
Yeah,
thing. It's just not the same. It's
no,
not like
crackling of the wood.
And it's not camping without a fire.
No.
And what we do really isn't camping, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
campfire stories.
Yeah.
And when you come in from the campfire, you want to have the smoke
on
your clothes.
Smell it on you.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to relaxing for a few days. And I know I just got back from a vacation, but that wasn't very relaxing. So I need to recharge a bit.
So how is it with a little toddler out camping?
He's not a toddler yet. He's still an infant.
Well, I mean, like, how is it with
carry
little
him around.
Yeah, how is it with a little? Can he move around yet?
No, he doesn't crawl.
He can't crawl yet?
He can. He's just, you know, he's like, he takes after dad. Why crawl when people will carry me?
I'd love to see somebody strap you to the front of their chest.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant lazy.
Carry you around.
Yeah, giant baby Bjorn.
Dolby carries you around because he'd have to. I couldn't.
That'd be
in a baby
funny
Bjorn.
To see, actually. Maybe we can do that.
We should do that.
We should rig something up like that. Yeah.
Baby carry you around.
It's actually not bad camping with him. He's pretty good. He sleeps at night now, and we've got his own little room
he's
in our
coming
trailer
up here,
too. So.
He's coming up on 10 months. Mm-hmm. He's either gonna crawl or he's gonna walk. Right away. I predict this weekend he will crawl. My prediction is this weekend he will crawl, and that'll add a kink into your plans because you're going to have to. Yeah, that's my prediction. Go for it, Cash. Woo!
Hey, you know what? I'm all
for
it.
You can do it.
I'm all for it. Hey, I encourage it. Good. I hope he does. And then he can get a job. Right? Isn't that how it works?
That's right.
They start crawling, then they get a job.
That's how he's going to carry you, by paying your bill.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
All the riders, when there's a special occasion, they always take it up a notch.
Of course.
Miriam's in to talk about that. How are you?
I'm doing great. How
good. So what do we got? Well, good. So what do we got planned on the docket besides a much-needed win?
That first on the docket is a win.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for Canada Day, I think it's pretty cool to be able to, like, actually host a home game on the holiday itself. So we're trying to say, like, come down and spend the day with us. Like, Party in the Park opens at 2:00, and so bring the family.
Mm-hmm.
Come tailgate. We've got inflatables. We've got face painting. We've got carnival games, live DJ, food, and Bev. But then, you know, our game starts at 5:00, you know, so you can actually spend, you know, the whole afternoon and the whole evening with us for the game. So
right.
Lots that is
of,
good.
Lots of green and white, but lots of red and white, too.
Yeah, I think the CFL's even debuting some special clothing, right? Are they not doing that?
No, well, we are. The league's not even doing it. We are, yeah.
Okay, you guys are, okay.
If you go to the Rider Store, we actually have a red Rider hat, a red
I've seen
hat.
It yes. looks great though. Yeah.
It's shocking when you actually walk into the store though and see it. So you're like, what?
It
like,
sticks out. Yeah.
You're like, why is that here? Oh, Canada Day.
So they could get Canada some special Day. Canada Day paraphernalia, only obviously for that game, right?
Yep. Special just for Canada Day.
It makes sense though, because I don't care what anybody says. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are Canada's team, right?
Oh, like, for sure they are.
They're the other ones.
That's why we need the rider. That's why the league needs the Riders to win. Attendance is down a bit across the league. Part of it is because the Riders haven't had a home playoff game, so that doesn't get factored into the attendance equation. So we finally have our. But in the first 2 weeks, they're down. And Rider fans, when they're interested, then the league is. Then the league's interested. So that's just obviously what's gonna. And it helps you with sales too, right?
Yes.
But, you know, everybody likes to spend money when the team when the team wins. And we saw offense last game.
We did see offense. That was
You shocked they didn't take a knee with 19 seconds ago in the half, and then all of a sudden, two plays later, they're in the other team's end zone. It actually made me get off my couch.
I think it excited many people in Rider Nation to see us not take a knee in that 19 seconds.
One of the cool things the CFL's done too is with the musical experience at the games. Yes. They do that. I wasn't a big fan of the Rec Laws last night. I thought that was very Winnipegish, but that's okay. It's for Winnipeg. We've got Big Sugar coming in here.
Big Sugar for halftime, and the first 30,000 into the stadium are also going to get rally towels, courtesy of Next Gen. We've got Next Gen Energy rally towels for every person that comes in the stadium is going to receive one of those.
The other great thing they do is they unfurl the biggest flag in Canada for the national anthem. That's always done. And I saw something about, like, are we doing like an oath ceremony or something like that?
Yeah, prior to the game. So there's actually a ceremony that's, we are welcoming new Canadians right there at Mosaic Stadium.
That's as Canadian as it gets.
Did we do that last year?
We did it for inaugural season.
That's when we did. That's great. That was a touching moment, so that'll be good. So bottom line, go spend your day at Mosaic Stadium. Mm-hmm. Get yourself some Rider Canada Day paraphernalia.
Yeah, that's right.
Get into your seat early so you can... So you can get into on the oath ceremony, okay, and really honor our country. And then let's go kick Corey Chamberlain's ass from one end of the field to the other, because he returns as a head coach in this league for the first time ever. Because he was just here as the lowly D coordinator before.
Well, and Ballsy, the jackpot for 50-50 starts at $100,000 for
this
game.
Don't worry. I already knew that. Don't worry. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Boy, Daddy needs some money.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.